have reached 1998, and right knowledge is reaching people all over the world. The Supreme Grand Master, Naya Malachi Zadokyok-El, is truly setting the record straight. Now listen to these facts, the voice of truth in these last days and times. The Nuwapin Nation of Moors brings you the man of the hour.
Was it possible for Nimrod to build a tower up to God? Was it possible? Don't you answer. Was it possible, according to their religion, was it possible for Nimrod to do it? Yes. I told you don't answer. See, yes, it was possible. You know why it was possible? Because it's in their Bible, and God would not have to come down to stop them if it wasn't possible. Now, if God came down and stopped them, then he believed that it was possible. If you don't believe it, if the church don't believe it, God believed it, which is Tammuz, and he said, I'm going down to see the city. They only tell you all about the tower. The first statement is the city and the tower. You see what they're doing down there. And he said, well, because they have their own language, it says his language, they have their own language, and they have this project they're building on. Look what they're doing. Nothing I can do. I have no power to stop them unless I go down and cause dissension. Imagine God saying, I look down over this city, and I see this city coming up, and I see a tower being built. Right? It's reaching to me. He said, there's nothing that they imagine that they won't be able to do. What being can do anything they imagine? And God only. See, that's where you start the conversation. You say, what being or beings can do anything they imagine? Nobody can stop them. And they will all say, God. You say, no. Nimrod and his people. And your God said in Genesis 11, 10. They did it. Now, Jehovah Witness, if you happen to be with the Christian groups, Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventist, one of those people who study the Bible, when you flip the Bible open before you get started, you say, let me talk about Nimrod. You say, Nimrod, was he a white man or a black man? Oh, they'll give you. Nimrod was black. That's what they'll say. Right in the Jehovah Witness books, all of them. No, he's a black man. So you say, was a black man back before Egypt and Babylon building a city? I wonder. They won't list the city to read Genesis. And he had built a tower to reach heaven. There was a master builder, master architect who was black, back that far, before the pyramids were being built. He was building that city. According to their Bible, that was before Egypt came, because Mizraim is Egypt. So you're going by that philosophy. So according to that there, this guy built these cities, and this tower to heaven was going through the clouds to the point where God saw it. You dig? He was black. But you tell us we ain't the people. You make us look like we're in Africa running around naked and banging on drums all the time. But your Bible says that we built a tower that made your God scared. Your God. So, well, who's that? I thought he was your God too. They know. Tammuz is appointed over the Innocents, not over the Jebedeans. Not over the Jebedeans. And there in Nimrod is called a mighty hunter, front of God. You look at the word mighty, it's the word give all, which means Jebedeans. Then you go back to Genesis 6, you find out there were some sons of God became mighty men. They did not subscribe to Tammuz. They did not read the Torah. They had their own tablets. They had their own books. They had their own concept of God. And that concept was that they were all God as long as they all stayed unified and worked as a body. As long as they had a master craft at work. And that master craft and ship was the building of a city and a tower that scared the God of mythology. Scared the God of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. To the point where he didn't go by himself only. He went back and got some boys and said, now let us all go down. And these people were so profound that they predicted what the God of the Bible would do before he did it. They said, let us build a tower to reach the heavens, to make a name for ourselves, or else he's going to scatter us And then he said, let us go down there and split their tongues up and scatter them abroad. They mentioned it before he did. So they predicted what this God was saying in heaven before he got to earth. Their tower was real close if they were listening. They were that high up where they were actually listening to God. But they will make you think Nimrod's a bad man. But Nimrod, his name is Moran in Islam. That's what we taught. It means to rebel. They don't say, who was he rebelling against? Huh? They don't know. They don't know. Who was he really? His name was Sargon. S-A-R-G-O-N. You can look him up. That's his real name. The Bible gave him the name Nimrod. The same way the Bible gave Kedmon the name Adam. You follow that? Because they have to get their records, their genealogy of Isis, Genesis, in order. And they finish Genesis 2 and say, now the host of the heaven and earth are finished. And they say, what are you talking about? So when God said, let there be light, what was he saying? It's not finished. What's the Hebrew word for light?
Or.
Huh? Hebrew, not Arabic.
Or.
Anywhere in the Bible it says, let there be light in Genesis, look it up, you see the word, you are. There you go. Now, when they say, let there be light, what might they have been doing? Were they building a heaven? Or were they building a city? There was a city that Abraham came from for. Same word. That same word. They said, come on man, let there be light. They were bringing about the city of Ur in Chaldea. Another one of the Babylonian cities of the god Nimrod. Christians think they were bringing about the sun, which we know had to have already existed because God saw that the gold was good in Genesis. And the gold was good, you need the sun to produce gold. So there had to be gold here before that. So now what were they talking about? See, if once you learn the meanings of the real meanings behind the stories of the Bible, you get a whole other story. That's another level of information you got to go to. First of all, you got to, well, we're there. First of all, you had to get this fundamental crap out of your heart. You had to get this belief stuff out of your heart. Start getting a picture of this God and this Allah and how unimportant and weak he really is in relation to us, unless you're taking a name and applying it to the right source. Because if you base it around what the Muslims call Allah, he's just the oldest person. Allahu Akbar. Kabir. Akbar. Old. And I suppose they say Kabir. They'll say Inta Kabir. How old are you? Ajus is another slang word, but the word Kabir, your age. Akbar, old. He's just old. That's the ancient ones. Al-Awl is older than Akbar. The name Al-Awl, Allah's name, the first. The first would be older than Akbar. Because in order for you to be the oldest, you have to be the other. So you couldn't be the first. You couldn't become the oldest, Allahu Akbar, without you having passed or have been Al-Awl. And how would you decide that you're the oldest? How can I be older than if he don't exist? How can I be the first unless there are others equal to me to be the first one? You understand? Because if there's something coming after me that's not equal, then I wouldn't be the first of them. I'd be the only one. And that's why Muslims get confused with Allah being Ahad and Al-Awl and Akbar. And they don't bother. They say, well, faith, Imam, believe it. If you question it, we want to hurt you. Because when you get right down to the finute, when you get into it, you start like a doctor taking it apart. You start seeing how shallow it is. And they'll lose control of the people in the life and they'll start running back toward the doctor. They run back toward the doctor, that's what happens. People sit down and think in darkness because if you keep moving around, you're going to bump into something. The light introduces the fascists, the fascia, the chaos, the trouble. That's why every dollar bill, every building, every courthouse, every church, now they got crosses with a sun on them. And all the dollar bill and the coins are the sun. All of the gas stations across the country use the symbols of the sun. So in depending on the light, because they weren't here in the garden. And then you find out that the Dogon, as I explained, and let's set the record straight, when a child is born among the Dogon, they birth in a cave. When they come out, they come out at night. The first thing they look up and they see, beneath the foot of Orion, they see the Sirius star constellation. That's the first thing they see. And that's mentioned in their Quran, because they're going to address it, the actual star, the dog star. To explain that, explain the zodiac in the Quran. You tell them to explain Job and about Pleiades and Arcturus, and they want to talk about other stuff. They can't address the true meanings of these manuscripts that was put together by these Anunnaki for these people to govern you, to give you laws to govern you, but only for those amongst you who have chosen to be men. That applies to women, there's no gender here. But those amongst you who decide to become gods, you become a problem to them, because they can't defend their god, and they believe their god should be able to defend himself, or that their god is beyond the need of defense, that all beings need. When you step forth and you start questioning them about God, the significance of God, the power of God, the abilities of God, the inconsistencies of God, and most of all, the errors of God, you say, what do you mean, well, Stevie Wonder's born blind? Now, is he an image after likeness of God? If he is, so God's blind. You know, I mean, this kid over here is born without a brain. This one has two Siamese twins born as one. There's already two there, so that can't be an image after likeness of God. And how come Siamese twins ain't in the Bible? Blindness is in the Bible. Not normal abnormalities can be found, but the abstractions they don't mention. How come? How come they don't mention elephantitis in the Bible? They might have, or did God didn't have that information? He didn't know what Siamese twins were, so if he had to address it back that far and have to explain it to an inquiring mind, he'd be stuck. So the Bible avoids it. What else does it avoid? It avoids most of the animals. It makes mistakes and calls bats birds. The books of Leviticus says the bat names food we can't eat, and it says, and a fowl of the air, right? And it has bat listed. It never mentioned the fowl of the earth. You understand? What do you mean, fowl of the earth, Doc? Birds that don't fly. What are they? They're not even in the Bible. The ostrich, the most powerful symbol of ancient Egypt. Why don't they have a mention in the Bible? Where's the chicken? No, he's there, but he's not mentioned as a fowl of the earth. They have the fowl of the air. That means you fly. You understand what I'm saying? Hamsters are not in the Bible. Rodents are mentioned. Camels are there. Horses are there. Donkeys are there. But the miniature horse ain't mentioned. Oh, roaches are there. Yeah, roaches is in the Bible. We brought them. They come from us. Oh, that's what they said. All of a sudden, you don't believe them no more? And they said, we created roaches. Everybody's going to niggas, there's going to be roaches, right? We created the roaches. Why deny? Why deny? Let them make the mistake of saying niggas created roaches. One of the most powerful, unstoppable forces of insects on the damn planet. Uncontrollable. We did. They will have to take it back. If you approach things the right way, they'll have to take it back. You understand what I'm saying? All you niggas created, we brought them niggas and Puerto Ricans, like roaches all over. Yeah, we created roaches. We created the most destructive, powerful, they metamorphosized from little roaches on into big ass roaches. Flying roaches. Now what did you create? We created roaches. What did you create? They gotta ask. So if we created anything, we're God.
So if everything that they take to make bad, you just reverse it and make it good. If you're locked up in jail long enough, you have roaches for pets. Have them named and everything else. You understand what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be so bad then if the only person you got, or only thing you got to talk. In other words, our concept of deity and their concept of deity is wrong. We gotta stop being afraid to stand up for our concept of deity. Our concept of deity is not a deity affair. Father, I'm going to be scared of you. Oh, the top one. Brother, you need the top one. You need the prayer of the Lord. I don't need you. Why? Why are you scared of God? Shouldn't I want to walk up to God with open hands and feel the most comfortable, the most warm, the most loving feeling? What to worry about? But if once I meet the Lord, he might burn me. Right. Depending on his mood. Right. Yeah. Or worse than that, depending on certain actions that I do that I couldn't have done if you didn't give me the nature. Now they get mad at you, the Christians. See, I could not have committed any sin. We're over here. There's no sin that anybody could have committed on this planet, whether it was Jeffrey Dahmer, who they claimed 8 people, or suicide cult, where they all were encouraged to go commit suicide, or bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki for that matter, or the creation of AIDS for that matter. None of these sins could be committed if you believe God is in control of everything. And the start there is God in control of everything.
That's right.
And then the next question is, how long has God, now check this, been in control of everything? I want you to think about this for a minute. How long has God been in control? Was God in control of everything in the 17th century? Yes or no? Yeah, according to them. We're talking to them. Was God in control of everything in the 16th century?
Yes.
So anything that happened after the 16th century, in the 17th century, God is made happen. Right? So then, if God didn't make cars, there would be no cars. And God was in control in 1917 before cars. And God know everything before it happened. So God knew that he was going to let cars be created in the minds of his creatures, and that they were going to go out and drunk and drive and kill innocent people. And he let it happen. Was God in existence before the gun? Did God, as the all-knowing, know that some man somewhere would create a gun?
He did.
Did he know, as the all-knowing, that some man or some fool, some wife, would leave the gun in the house and some child would pick it up and shoot his baby brother or sister?
Yes, he did.
And he let it happen. Come on, Christian, tell me why. Come on, Muslim, tell me why Allah let that happen. Yeah, we can. We can because we gods. They can because they're men.
Just believe.
That's right. Now, how many things in life can you go back to and view God from a different perspective? How many places can you see him wrong? Let me say, plane crashes. Is God around before planes?
Right.
Yeah. What else?
Volcano.
Huh?
Volcano.
God around before the first volcano erupted? Like you hold a belch in the right place? Couldn't he just lift it? Say, I can't belch, I just met this new lady, I don't choke myself. You belch backwards rather than belch forward so you don't want to look like a pig. Your God, you have the control over this body at that point because it's a voluntary function. So obviously if you can control the belch, belches fall into voluntary.
Get that?
You can't control your heartbeat totally. So that falls into involuntary. So then God must have also laws of voluntary and involuntary. Those things which I allow man to create that are constructive, I volunteer, I did it. But those things that I allow man to create that are destructive, I tell you, they were involuntary. He did that of his own free will.
Oh,
I want to know why it's called free will, because I ain't paid for it. But you tell me, for all the things I've done on earth that's evil out of my free will, I will pay for on judgment day. So it's not free will. There's a big price for will. But you're telling me it's just free. So if it's free, then I should be able to do anything I want to anybody I want and never pay for it. Out goes y'all's hell. And death and tormentation. See, if they can't think like God, you better learn to think like God. Because only God's survive earthly calamities. Mortals die. Gods live on. Where will be then? Of course, that we live on. Christianity screams, Jesus gives you everlasting life. But he died on the cross for your sins.
Right.
Open contradiction, blatant stupidity. Right. When you take on the role of God, you say, I am God. Well, say, that's the supreme God there, Malachi. That's our supreme God.
Right.
I ain't no problem with it.
Right.
I said, well, how do y'all worship him? Did I say I worshiped him? I said, he is the supreme God. I'm a God. He made me a God.
Right.
So he was here before me.
Right.
So he's the first. He's up out. And only way he could became the first, if I was standing here by myself saying I'm God, nobody acknowledged that, I'd be all by myself, like a law. Allah needed people to acknowledge him as a law in order for him to be a law. If nobody acknowledged him, he'd be just saying, I'm a law. He didn't need a law. Surely I'm a law. But they gave him the attribute, the first of God. And the Jews used it too, Ahad.
Same word, one.
Same one. And makes it clear that you should have no other God before me. Which makes it clear that other gods can get in front of you.
Right.
That's what before me means, standing before me. Other gods can. Well, Pharaoh was a god. And Moses was sent by a god in Exodus 7 to as a god before a god to show how powerful the god is that sent him. Well, I'm a god and I send you, Moses, as Elohim to the Pharaoh. See how it works? That's their teaching. That's in their Bible and they can't see it. And you say, well, we know God. And God has sent us as gods against you men to test your God. Well, no more staffs and serpent tricks to save that for Las Vegas. Uh-huh. David Copperfield. We're going to come from mind to mind, the ultimate test.
Right.
Not the sleight of hand, but the mind. Let's talk about the power of God and what God can and cannot or will and will not or should and should not have done. He should not have allowed any man to conceive in his mind of God. Mm. Are we in favor of the reality that it would have been to man's advantage now if he never had a God?
Yes.
So the whole world of anybody who agrees with that agrees that God is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For allowing the gun to be made. You understand that? And anybody here who's lost a relative in a car crash believes God is wrong for allowing the car to be made. And for allowing the mind to conspire to put together the crack. Yet not knowing that it's addictive and poison. God gave man his intellect. I'm supposed to say, the first thing God wanted was intellect. That's what we said, didn't we? La ilaha illallah. The first thing, he gave us our intelligence. They all say he gave us free will. Do we have free will? No, hell no. The reason why I say we don't have free will, because you say you gave me free will, and then if I decide I will not to worship your ass, you're going to burn me. Because you said I have free will. If I have free will, I can tell you, guess what, God, kiss my ass. And nothing should happen to me. Don't lie and say, God gave you free will, so you can make your own decision. Okay, one of my decisions is, God, I don't believe in your ass. Or, better yet, I believe I can go to heaven even if I commit sins, God. That's my
free will.
And you have already agreed that you gave me free will. You can't change your mind, but God doesn't change his mind.
That's right.
That's right, so here we go. All the devils going to heaven. Because that's
free will.
You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not ready for that. What's sad about it is, we ain't either. Time is running out on us so fast that the next lesson next message comes inside here. And it's going to happen in a show of hands. It's going to happen in honesty or dishonesty. But it's going to show right here. I talked to y'all years ago about ascending and descending beings. Remember that?
Yeah.
I said amongst us there's agreeable and disagreeable people. Right? A lot of y'all know 17 months from now computers and stuff is supposed to shut down. And Windows 98 failed. All of us who touch computers know it failed. And it was supposed to solve the problem. You may not have thought about the reality of computers shutting down, but I just touch on some small things like the pumps that run the water in your house. The generators that run electricity in your house. The street lights. The trains. The planes. All of them are run by computers. The hospitals. The prisons. Okay, they're locked in though. They're safe. All these things can be affected in less than 17 months. And Bill Gates doesn't have an answer. Bill Gates does have an answer for it. He actually, we were talking about that just before I came out. He's actually the richest man on the planet. Correct?
Right.
But years ago when I told you about Billy Graham, you understood that Billy Graham, that Billy represented the GOAT.
Right?
Right? And the Gates represent the vortex. The gateway between heaven and hell. Nobody's asking what happened to the kid who was born on June 6th or 19th. Bill Gates is around that age. No one knows. We talked about his number. His number is 6. Because computers configurate by 6. Binary figures is 1 and 0. And adverse force is 6 is 9. Adverse force is 9 is 6. Our numbers are 9. His numbers are 3. And they're both based on the number 3. Triads of life. All religions, all beliefs, all logics. He said 3. Ready? What's the next 3? 6. What's the next one? So we got the root of the 3 triads, 3 sons. And then we have the first one, which is 6. 6. Followed by
9.
All right, add on 6 more. 15, what is that? Add on 6 more. What is that?
3.
Add on 6 more. What is that?
9.
Add on 6 more.
35.
What 30? Oh. All right, get back 30. Keep going. What's that?
6.
Add on 6 more. 6. Add on 6 more. I can keep going. You're trapped in a hexagram of a spell based on the number system. The only thing that breaks it is a code 9. 9 to 19, two numbers not open by any numbers in themselves. But everywhere you go with 9, it comes out to be 9. 99 and 9, which is, and 9, which is, and it keeps on going. 9 times 9. Which is the only number that he gets out. Two beings. Yes. 6 beings with us, not 6 either. I'm talking about hair. I love that crap. Makes you feel important. I'm talking about beings among us. They are those adverse forces, 6 and the 9. Which is the force itself. Right? Added up this year. Some are going this way. Some are going that way. Amongst you, in your own congregation, they're going to start to rebel houses. They're going to start preaching about what they could do in the streets. They're going to get to the kids and tell the kids. The kids are saying, I want to go to school. I want a life. I feel like I have no life. I want to go to a party. They're on their way towards the two great cities planted on earth. One or the other. One is Las Vegas, and the other is Disney. Who created Las Vegas? What? No, look at that fancy. It's similar to the mafia. Killers based on blood money. Let's discuss what goes on there in that land of Nod. Let's see what we have there. We have prostitution legal. Gambling. What else? Drugs. Buck. Murder's legal. Murder incorporated. This is the city of evil. It's lit up. It's bright. It's full of gaudy women, tight skirts and short pants, fancy niggas with diamonds and gold and gambling and drinking and all the stuff that the devil wants. Disney World was created by a guy named Walt Disney, typical American. He just wanted to create a family theme park based around a cartoon called Mickey Mouse. Wasn't based around whores, prostitutes, and drugs and alcohol. It's a family place. So there's going to be two kind of places. There's going to be Six Flags, and there's going to be Kadesh and Wahani. Now, Wahani and Kadesh falls in with the Disney World. I know many of y'all, not you here because y'all come up and down, they want to do it out here, want us to use this stage strictly for music and partying for them. They want to bring Las Vegas here. What's happening in the hearts of our people now, and take the message back, right, is a split thing. There's demons amongst us. Wearing the feathers and everything, you can't trust them. They're in your house with you. They think it's hard. They make excuses for getting high. It's all right for us to take the money that the brothers are hustling and use it for something we want. You know what I'm saying? Right, go chasing any girl in the street boring around. It's okay. Let's go to the party. Pops, they have a club. They have a club right on the land. Why can't we go out to a club? The difference of the club on the land is people are coming in. Right. They leave. They leave with Egyptian impression. When you're going out there and the people go around you, let me do what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. There are people right amongst you, and they're turning their hearts to people. Some people are dreaming another time. Some people are dreaming of fun. It's like how much fun I haven't had yet, where I haven't been, how to spend my good time with Sean. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You see, you know, it's happening amongst us right now. Many are called. If you were chosen, we're coming into the countdown for those who realize that this day was going to come. And now you're going to find right amongst your own people deception, right in your own law, if you want to call it, right inside there, two people there, and one person is going to find encouragement to do the wrong thing. And make it look like the right thing to do. It's okay. And people are going to listen to them.
Like that.
It might even turn on you. You know what I'm saying? Turn on you for trying to do the right thing and make everybody think you're wrong. So we all going down to Kadesh 2 weeks from now to see Bob. I can't make it. We're going to do so-and-so, we're going to, you know, see Bob another time. I can't make it. Never can make it to see a man. You always got some excuse when you come down to stand in front of him. It's your fear. There's war going on between me and Zuet. My host and his host. My host is infiltrated by his host. That some of my hosts are being swept up and taken in to his host. This guy might be a good man. Start socializing with the wrong man. It takes him on into the wrong place. And then slowly but surely, he starts to like the place. He starts a transformation. From that 180 degrees of agreeable to 180 degrees of disagreeable, and then slowly 360 degrees of disagreeable. Can't get back over. I don't actually need anybody to understand. Go back, sit down and watch all four. Make everybody you know sit down and watch it. Stand, S-T-A-N-D. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll know why Stephen King and Steven Spielberg himself is in the movie with him.
That's right.
Why these two people got together and put this movie together. Remember the movie now? Remember Mother Abigail?
Yes, Mother Abigail.
On the court playing the guitar.
Very good song.
Remember Flag? Flag?
Yeah.
Don't tell them all of it. And those who listen, go watch it. Then they'll say, we understand what you're talking about, Father. But we have now reached that point. Yeah. So what should we do with these people? First of all, the key word we use here is association. Stop associating. Realize that they are there like Nadine. Now, there's a lot of time as some people's souls are inclining towards spiritual. You better watch the media. You better go open a store and get this information out there before it's too late. Anyway, we want you to sell books to make money for us. Money ain't going to be a damn thing in a little while. Because the banks are going to close again, because the banks are also ran by the damn community.
Yeah.
If they don't hear them solve that problem, y'all got a mess on your hands. They're not doing no damn money. It's about how many souls you can save before it's too late. So get out there and get the people. They took me the other way. As usual, I said, if you're missing the point again, then you deserve to die. You deserve to find out if you keep on missing the point. With all the knowledge that we've been given in the last 5 years, we got more knowledge poured down through us than organizations that have been around for 30, 40, 50 years. They don't know. People all over the world are starting to be touched by God, by right knowledge. The most amazing thing, you don't think the forces are disappearing. You prepare and see it. They see how many of y'all snatched them feathers off. Quick! Stop popping feathers off. You wore feathers for about a period of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, and all the feathers disappeared. Just like that. Nobody wants to identify. Nobody wants to go out there and say, this is me.
Right.
I'm going to say, hi. And then, yeah, people said to me, what are we going to do? It's Doomsday's coming. What are we going to do? So I thought you had confidence that the other people were coming. I thought that's what it was all about. Why are you panicking now? This computer shut down, what do we care?
Right.
If it wasn't in their world and of their world, you wouldn't be having that damn problem. But we don't have time for that crap. Time for you message to people. The message you had to understand is taking place inside your lodges. People sitting there that are black devils. Not because they're born to be black devils, because they have succumbed to the temptations of this world. Because HTM gave them books and stuff, and now they got more money in their hands than they ever had before, and they don't understand the power of the dollar. You have a protection that's on the back of the dollar. A new name is on the back of the dollar looking right at you. Listen, right in front of you. You don't care a dollar. You think it's a coincidence whose silver dollar bill is going to have Satchikui on it? Did you know about that? The new coin dollar bill is coming out. Next year, it's going to have Satchikui on it. Satchikui, just the Satchikui of Ben Yor. Two Egyptian deities are here. Anuit Coeptis. An is Anu's name. Anuit is the female deity direct under Ra, which is the female that's equivalent to like saying Ishtar. Anu, that's like saying Anu and Ishtar right here. Coeptis is nothing but the word for Cyprus, for Peter, for rock, for bird. The eye is surrounded by 3 points. The three again. The three sons. You don't think they believe in the three sons? Yeah, they believe in the three sons. They teach you about the three sons every day in your life. They call Jesus the son, they call the soul the son, and then there's the son. That one there is the vital life source. The other one is supposed to be the spiritual source, and you're supposed to be the manifestation. The three principles of the great light. And they take you back to ancient Egypt, and you say, well, tell us about Hatun, Atu, and Amun. Tell us about those three deities. Every one of them had Ra affixed to their name. You have Atun Ra, Aten Ra, and Amun Ra. So where are the three Ra? Who are they? Right. And they identified them in three cities. Memphis, Heliopolis, and also Karnak. I'll have to say Wasab. Wasab, because that's the name they use. I can't think of the English translation. But those are the three cities of the three great gods. And they traveled down Egypt. You know what? They call it Ta Mari. They have Ta Nisib. And then they go down to Nubia. These are three cities as the pharaohs moved down, or which is really up the Nile. They brought down with them the ascension of God going down. You hear that? In your Bible, God said, let us go down there to the children of Israel, section 3. All he did is left from Upper Egypt to go down there. But that was going from Sudan towards the Mediterranean. Down is up there. Put everything back in perspective. Put the planet back where it belongs. Off a 20 feet of the axis. And down is up and up is down. Egypt is down there. Once you ship up here now, 20 feet of the axis, it's off by this much. Put it back like this. Yeah, Egypt is already here. Egypt wouldn't come down here. Sudan ends up in the Congo. The whole thing shifts. Let me put it back. What point are you at now? May 5th, 2000. 5/5/2000. What are they saying? They're saying the planet Earth will be on this side of the sun, and seven other planets will line up on this side of the sun. And the gravitational pull will be too complicated for the stress of the planet. So what's happening as it's starting to happen, we're starting to have more volcano eruptions, more tornadoes, more earthquakes, more landslides, more snow, because the earth is already falling and things are getting close. So things are starting already to happen. What happened? Well, here's what I say to people that answer all along. I laugh and walk away. And I say, what would happen if the power of the black man be destroyed? All the planets be drawn back from the sun, which results in star holographs that would align the particles to create air bodies in space, called space, beyond space. Amen? And I say, ha ha, and I walk away. What do you mean by that? No, one day I'm going to have no place in Islam, I'm saying. So what does it mean? What would happen if it was possible for the black man to destroy it? All the planets would be drawn back toward the sun. Because we are the magnetic attraction that keeps this universe in its place.
We created nine planets in space and beyond space, called space.
Go to the sun.
Energy nor matter can be destroyed, only change in its appearance.
That's what would happen if it was possible for the black man to be destroyed.
Yeah. At that time, black, back then, black man was not the real project.
And what will happen in the year 2000, if you are not in a God-like state, the black man will have been destroyed. He would have been broken. I think my brother was saying, black man is on the endangered species list, whether you know it or not. You know what I'm saying?
He said, well, what do you mean by that? Well, look at us. We ain't black men.
Huh? Very few. We're not black no more. We're genetically breeding right out. This is a concentrated effort by giving us the wrong impression of beauty. It makes us pursue things that destroy our genes. The Bible says, told Abraham, or Abraham, marry your own. Marry kind. Keep everything in order. Made to the tribes and families that you may know each other. That doesn't mean when you see a black man or white woman together, it's your turn to start picking on them. Because then I would say that you're in doubt. Because then I'll be saying you think you know better than I do. Because if they brought them together and they love each other, then he must have another plan there. Her gene with white skin may be stronger than yours with black skin. That's a genetic fact. Because you're harboring four generations in you. What I'm trying to say, just because you have dark skin and nappy hair, it doesn't make you purer than someone with light skin and wavy hair anymore. Because you are you, your mother's mother. I'm sorry, you're you, your mother, your mother's mother, your mother's mother's mother, and your mother's mother's mother, four. You are you, your father, your father's father, your father's father's father, and your father's father's father, four generations sitting there. You can't look at a person and say there's two light-skinned people that don't have a dark-skinned baby or vice versa. You can't do that no more.
That's right.
So we are destroyed. And so we are reaching a point where it's possible for all the planets to be drawn back from the sun. Because on May 5th, 2000, the event that the planet is not able to know, people in Mexico warned us in 1991. And they had all those flying saucers in Mexico, government tapes. They said that's a sign of the thunder. The earth is going to change. Earth changing. Oh, y'all must be new age. Just guess what? That is a hell of a compliment to be called new age. It means something new is coming in, and I'll be a part of it. Christianity, Judaism, Islam is old age.
why they should sing. Give me that old time religion. They're going out. Something new, a new age, a new era is coming in. So they want to make new age look bad. So they go out, put a bunch of crystals in their hand, act crazy, do things as devils, commit suicide, and it creates a stereotype of what new age is. So when me and you come and say, no, we are the children of Aquarius. We're the new age of Aquarius. The sun cycle. We look like we belong. Oh, so you mean like those crazy people who walk around with stones? That's how well they plan their stuff. They run up ahead of us and create these scenarios. Right. You follow? We ain't nothing to do with Heaven's Gates. Caucasian, a bunch of crazy people dressed in black committed suicide. We walk around dressed in black. So everybody say, oh, y'all must be a part of Heaven's Gate. They create the scenario for us. And when we get to do our job, we're blocked. People start saying, oh, you must be with the so-and-sos. The Morris Science Temple out of Washington, D.C. is trying to have a million-man Morris Mars now. Mm-hmm. What is the point? Ahead of us, interfere with things that's done. I mean, works, that's done. Back to the science center, day 15,000. The planet Earth is on this side, another seven planets line up. If the vortexes, all the planets have a whirling vortex on it, all planets, whenever they show you NASA's film, they show you Jupiter, Mars, any planet you see a whirling vortex on 33 degrees. If those whirling vortexes don't line up equally like this, there'll be an imbalance on the pull and tilt. And the planet is already off its axis. Be a wobble with the drawing right before the sun. And when it hits the sun, it's like a little dot on the sun. All the chain reaction on the other side, all the planets will be drawn back to the sun. Which will be the results of this, referred to as a star hurricane. You'll just see a big explosion. That can happen. That don't happen. Now we're at the point where the planet is shifting. The greenhouse effect is still more in effect. The global warming is in effect. Ice caps are melting. Floods are starting everywhere. So let's say, well, wow, a flood in Alabama, and a flood in North Carolina, and then a flood over here. I don't understand. Because it says the earth coughs up its water with a flood. You're always looking for it to come down. It starts to rain, but then the waters start to lift out the tallest and out the same. It starts to link it, and it starts to pull. I'll leave it like this, too. They call this the planet Earth. Is it the planet Earth? What is it?
The planet water. Why?
Why do you call it planet Earth? Because water is going to be the most destructive force on the planet. Tidal waves are coming. Where they coming from? Greenhouse effect. What does that do? It melts the ice in Antarctica. Is that happening now?
Yes.
So that means land mass is going down and water rising. That's another inevitable that something is going to stop. Have you noticed that this summer, even up north, we had very hot weather.
Yes.
Did you notice the hot weather bend in the evening towards tropical weather? Those real boys?
Yeah.
Well, whenever there's a tropical evening, millions of cultures of bacteria get jammed and grow because they grow in moisture. There are new bacteria germinating every day now, this whole year. Bacteria that they don't know nothing about because they went into the rainforest cutting down trees. Trees have been there for hundreds of thousands of years with living cells within them. And they open them up like cracking open an egg. And now these bacteria have to survive. They have to find some type of entity that's weak enough that they can parasite their bodies and kill them. And that's humans, animals. So first, they jump into the sea. Now the bacteria is killing turtles, frogs, whales, dolphins, all kinds of seafood. They told people this year, don't eat oysters. They literally said, don't eat oysters this year. That's what they tell you, it's dangerous this year. Why? Because the water's a poison. I think the Bible called it wormwood. Water's been poisoned. notice you didn't see a lot of butterflies this year? Saw some butterflies. You didn't see that massive amount? How about the fireflies? Saw a couple of them.
Right.
Where were they? You see them all over the night. You see, make me catch them and spit them through the yard. You didn't see them, did you? They're dying out. The ecology is shifting. Despite not making that money.
That's true.
Have you noticed right behind your nose, it's dry? There's a funny feeling up there? Like it's lingering, almost lingering mucus? You're sick already. You're already sick. You're not going to get sick. You're already sick. Poison in the air. Foods are messed up. Bacteria are already in the back of your mouth. You ever notice how water tastes now? Why? There's a church that says, hey, it's poison. Not because they put it in there, because nature failed. It's time to get rid of the parasites that are destroying her. And you're one of those parasites. And Christianity, given an old time religion, folks, you don't have no answers. Preachers don't go near. Islam don't have an answer for it. Islam or Allah, what about praying? They got no answers for these scientific facts that are not mentioned in their Quran. So they don't have no story for you. You usually got things, you got a whole big dialogue about what's going on until you come down to this type of stuff. Then why didn't the Quran warn us about these plagues, these thunders, these diseases? Why didn't the Quran, why didn't Allah, all loving Allah, warn us about AIDS? And for the book of Revelation is the book of prophecy, why didn't it tell us about the book of AIDS? Why didn't it tell us about AIDS in the book? It didn't. It mentions plagues. And we align the plagues up and say, this must be Ebola, this must be coli, this must be, you know, hoping that we solve it by pinpointing them. Don't worry about any results. In reality. Get me? You got a message to take to people. Of the crap. And look inside your own camp. There's going to be a lot of dissension. Christians, get through. Muslims, get through. It's all over for them. You know, watch their religion just decline, but they have no answers. You have the answers. You say, well, Pop, you gave us the plague, give us the solution. The solution is that transformation, where you take the inner you and let it dominate this body. As long as you're in love with this body and this physical world, there's no hope for you. Understand? I'm not telling you to commit suicide, it's not. Let me do it at all. You follow? I'm saying it's time for a transformation. The journey inside that Mother Earth is for. Just keep being out there, build a big round square, just walking out of the board. At my age, 53, that's all I got to do is spend an hour walking in a circle? No, we got to realign ourselves. I'm serious to it. Really got to be involved with our inner self. You understand?